Carl, fantastic to see you here. Warmest congratulations on winning the Richardson Shield for the Coopers Final Coast Dolphins. Another year at a country champs, but it's here at Tamworth, which is not too bad. But how have you enjoyed the whole weekend?
Oh, mate, it's been unreal. We've had a lot of blokes come from different sides and all come together and click straight away. And the feel that we had within the side was, I've never been a part of a side that's been so good in that aspect. Yeah, it's been great. We've had a lot of fun on and off the field.
Yeah.
That's the main thing with country rugby, isn't it?
Yeah, well, West Leagues and Tamworth have looked after you, and how's things going there at the Grafton Redmond?
Yeah, good, mate. We're going from mid-north to far north, and it's a different style of footy up there, and you know, a lot more rounded sides, and got strong forward packs and back lines. So we're hovering about fifth, and a couple of results that didn't go our way through the year could come back to bite us, but hopefully it's halfway point now, so we've got to stick it in this next 9 games, and hopefully we can get into the finals. Once you're into there, you're in with a chance, aren't you?
Yeah. Have you got a bit less trouble going back to far north coast, and you guys dominated the comp last year, only not to win it?
It's, yeah, that happens, but travel aspect, you got less travel, but more travel. You know, they get less distance, but more travel, so more games.
Yeah.
But you know, if you want to play and you want to be part of a side and club, then that's what you do, don't you?
Yeah. What do we need to see at South Grafton Oval? Do we need to see more Waratah fellas? Is Tommy Davison getting out there and helping out the juniors and all that sort of stuff? And looking for a separate rugby trial. You know, maybe Lismore, maybe Port Macquarie, maybe Coffs Harbour, maybe somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, man, well, that'd be good if you can get that. It's only going to help bring awareness to the game, isn't it? Get people, the young kids and especially in Grafton, got 2 league sides, so there's kids that miss out. So there's an overflow there that that rugby could really poach on. But the more awareness that you get in these country areas, the more people that are going to play, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you do for a crust up there at Grafton, and tell us a little bit what you get up to in the Clarence, and we all get fired up for the Jacaranda Festival later this year, so...
I work for Boral Concrete, so...
There's a lot of stuff going on with bypasses and all that sort of thing going on as well, and there's a lot of construction going on, and not only with that, but hopefully, you know, New South Wales Rail or the state government will get their act together and put the railway line back together too. That'd be nice to be able to put that back together through Grafton and Casino.
Yeah, well, definitely, if you can, you got to link those country areas, because they're the people that find it hard to get to places, don't they? So
yeah.
If you can link all those country areas, then it's going to benefit the smaller communities.
Yeah. Finally, why should we go to the great metropolis that is Grafton? It's a city of about 12 to 15,000, Jacaranda Festival, also, of course, the beautiful Clarence River. But you've got to go over and put up with those other people from Yamba, but that's another story.
Yeah, well, we've actually got one of them playing for us this year, Jordan Walker, so we accepted one, but we won't let too many of them come over this side of the river to us.
Yeah.
Well, obviously to see the Redmond play, that'd be the main reason. That's what everyone comes there for, isn't it?
Yep. Fantastic. Well, Cole, it's great to see you, man. We wish you all the best moving forward, and it's great to see you picked up the trophy there with the Richard Shield with the Coopers Final Coast Dolphins, and we look forward to your progress. Hopefully you'll be able to secure a trophy later in the year in the Coopers Final Coast Premiership.